From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN votes to approve North Korea's sanctions. The UN Security Council has approved tough new sanctions against North Korea following its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Wednesday's vote came as the Security Council details how North Korea has effectively evaded international sanctions in the last decade. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The resolution that is now before the Security Council is among the toughest in the history of the United Nations. And it sends a very strong message, and not just a message, through the actions that it would require. It sharpens significantly the choice that the North Korean regime must face between trying to pursue its nuclear and missile programs or actually re-engaging the world and looking out for its own people.
The report, written by a UN panel that oversees sanctions violations, acknowledges that the four rounds of increasingly stronger UN measures imposed on North Korea since 2006 have failed to persuade the Kim Jong-un government to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missiles program. U.S. Special Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee, who's expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in the coming days. The suspect was captured by a U.S. Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force that was sent to Iraq and Syria to target high-ranking ISIS leaders. The targeting force in Iraq was formed following a successful raid last year in which a U.S. Delta Force crossed into Syria and killed ISIS commander Abu Sayyaf. This is VOA News. The United Nations on Tuesday said more than 131,000 migrants and refugees reached Europe via the Mediterranean so far this year. Now, that's more than the total that made the same dangerous journey in the first 5 months of 2015. The European Union website is reporting an emergency action plan to spend upwards of $750 million in humanitarian assistance over a three-year period, making this the first time the European Union will be earmarking financial help for the UN crisis. This is the European Commissioner for Humanitarian and Crisis Management for the EU, Christos Stylianides.
This is to provide basic necessities, including food, emergency health care, shelter, clean water, etc., in close, as always, coordination with member states and by humanitarian organizations, our humanitarian partners on the ground, as always. It is in addition to the funding provided in host countries and in conflict areas.
An estimated 24,000 people, mostly from the Middle East and South Asia, continue to languish at makeshift camps near the Macedonian border. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs a little more time, so he's asked for a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7th to March 9th. Stefan Dimastura says this will allow the cessation of hostilities in force since Saturday to take hold. Although international observers continue to report violations, Dr. Joanne Liu, the international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says that there has been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council announced Wednesday it has labeled the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah a terrorist organization. GCC Secretary General Abdutalif al-Aizani said the move is linked to Hezbollah's attempts to recruit young people in GCC countries to carry out terrorist acts. He said Hezbollah factions in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq are not compatible with moral and humanitarian values. GCC is made up of six different countries. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.